The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. here on this Thursday. As you know, Thursday's child has far to go, especially the ones we're trying to raise here in America. Wow. Gotta love that. Lots to talk about today. Alex Newman, writer for The Great American and Epoch Times, is going to be joining us on the show later on. Rather interesting guy, award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant, and Christian. So, contributed to WorldNet Daily, education writer for Freedom Project Media, foreign correspondent for New American. Contributor to Law Enforcement Intelligence Brief. I mean, we've been all over the place. Should be interesting. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Power Mall. And we have Grown by Nature products 10% off plus free shipping. Calcium bentonite clay. We had Perrier on yesterday. And if you order your clay, which you should do, it's 10% off all the clay orders. You get the free ebook, Kickstart Your Day with Clay, and along with the mixing instructions. And we have 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids, as well. And, of course, if you appreciate what we do and listen to the show on a regular basis, please consider making a purchase at the Power Mall or make a donation. We got to stay on the air. By shopping with our partners as well, you're helping to keep us on the air. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, they're all there. Prepper freeze-dried beef is on our partners tab. Gourmet freeze-dried goodness, Patriot-approved beef supplier. I have some of this myself. It's got a 10-plus-year shelf life, 100% natural, no mRNA jabs, veteran-owned, no lab-grown meat. And they have ribeye and, like, steak bites, you know, sirloin. And they've literally, with the ribeyes, you know how fatty they are? Ribeyes are very fatty, not these. No. Because, see, fat, I don't know if you knew this or not. I was told, you know, succinctly when I talked to these folks, fat does not freeze dry well. So they take it out. That means when you get the ribeye pack, you are actually getting nothing but the pure ribeye steak cubes. Pretty cool, huh? Also, U.S. Coin Capital, we had Fred Dushefsky on the show yesterday. He's based out of Hilton Head, South Carolina, and he runs uscoincapital.com. That's C-A-P-I-T-O-L. And you can give him a shout for your numismatic gold investments at 800-878-2646. Had him on the show yesterday for, you know, questions are always appreciated if you have them. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number. Moving on to world news, and it's all about China. I know the U.S. military's on high alert because they think Iran is going to attack Israel and is going to start World War III some more. And the Zaporizhia, you know, nuclear power plant is in danger. And the world burns, you know. You know, I just had a conversation about this morning with my lovely wife, talking about the police blotter. It's a thing. There's so much negative news in the world. And but, you know, there's a propensity for us to want to know what's going on around us. And we want the truth. We don't want some sort of watered down trash or somebody's one sided opinion. Like NPR, you know, when the whistleblower came forward and says, oh, we got 87 reporters working there and they're all Democrat. Not one Republican works there. It's like, wait a minute, we're funding NPR? Yeah, it's public radio courtesy of DC. Taxpayers are paying for it. Yeah, get what you get, right? China, by the way, finds big money in TikTok PSYOP as ByteDance profits soar 60%. So you wonder what your Western teenagers are spending money on? That's what. It's drawing so many teenagers, outpacing Chinese competitors like gaming giant Tencent. ByteDance earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization skyrocketed to more than $40 billion last year. 60% up from last year, the previous year's $25 billion. It's amazing. And it's all attributed to its ability to leverage the short video platforms to expand in international e-commerce and maintain its global popularity. And with that, we're talking about when we say short. See, because of the fact they figured out that the short video platforms, and if you've ever been on YouTube, some of these short video platforms have actually merged onto YouTube. And a lot of them have to do with scantily clad women. So, you know, those of you that surf YouTube understand Google owns it. And you see all these, you know, ladies, golfing ladies, you know, swinging in short skirts and all this other stuff. See, this is all by design to mess with your head. Yep. It's like you can look at the menu, but you can't order, right? But then it goes one step further, and that's where you have all these pedophiles that sit on platforms like this and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and lure your children, which is something we're going to be talking to Alex Newman about. And what's worse about TikTok is now they've got a new trend. This is a platform targeting young users engaging in an egregious amount of oversharing on social media called Things I'm Ashamed to Admit. This is done under the guise of dispelling the notion that people are living perfect lives. So, the growing TikTok trend is typically found attached to the hashtag social media is fake or the phrase social media is fake. Here are things that I'm ashamed to admit. And it's circulating on the pretext of making people feel better about themselves on social media, according to a report by The Guardian. Well, you should expect that. The Guardianistas are at it again. Some of the issues TikTok users have been admitting under the hashtag, which has reportedly been used more than 26,000 times since last month, are fears about financial security, never finding love and progression in life, or the lack thereof.
I'll never get a job. I hate flipping burgers. How am I supposed to have a social life if I have to work 40 hours a week?
Yeah. Additionally, the soundtrack attached to the TikTok trend has been used in over 463,000 videos, which have acquired millions of views because apparently everybody wants to spill their guts. That's what this is. Tell all. So we can document this. That's what China's doing. They want to see how crazy and whacked out our teenagers are. All those that can participate on TikTok, they want to find out how nutty they are. How many people they can eliminate from the gene pool when they come in and take over. That's what they want to know. How many kids are right thinking versus how many sit there and hibernate on TikTok? London-based psychiatrist Mark Silver told The Guardian there's a risk of oversimplifying complex psychological issues or inadvertently glamorizing unhealthy coping mechanisms. By oversharing and getting into a routine of being privy to stranger situations, comparison is bound to creep in, which can lead to unrealistic standards, which then further diminish one's self-worth. Oh, is that what this is about? Yeah, because misery loves company. So one person gets on. See, most of the stuff that we're seeing today, we had a discussion about this morning. They use social media to turn people against each other. Because I know if you've been watching anything on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, people are beating up on each other on social media, harassing, cajoling, cussing out, embarrassing, humiliating. And the other thing we were talking about is all these people out there that allegedly hate Trump. Remember, he who hateth his brother is a murderer. So if you were to ask the average person on the street, why do you hate Trump? Could they give you a legitimate reason other than they don't like his personality? Is that enough of a reason to hate somebody? According to social media outlets, it is. And if you say anything positive about Jesus Christ or Trump or anything like that, they harass you and threaten you and, you know, shame you. This is what social media has turned into, as a divisive platform, all of it. That's why a lot of people don't want to play on social media anymore, except teenagers, because they need validation, because apparently they're not getting it from mommy and daddy. At least the ones playing on TikTok. Mommy and daddy are working two jobs just to put food on the table and keep the mortgage paid. They don't have time for little Johnny, who's looking at all these short videos at women's skirts getting ideas. See, this is a problem with parents, folks. But see, it's not all like that. Not in everybody's home. I was just reading an article recently about Greece. Some towns have had zero birth rate in several years. Now you wonder why that is. People can't afford kids. It's not the fact they're going out and having abortions. They just can't flat out afford kids. The country's on the verge of bankruptcy. I mean, it's already there, but I mean, people are just like in despair. They have such an elderly population in Greece and it's dying off. I mean, what do you think they're trying to achieve here? How's that going to work? And with all this conflict, you know, we're in an election year right now. 2024 is a big year. And this is the time that they're going to try to attack and demean and make you feel like your vote doesn't matter. And that's all a lie. You can't look at it like that. I mean, if you're willing to give up, I know a lot of people have. And when there's nothing else to live for, they put a gun to their head or overdose on pills or do some crazy thing. God says, nope, sorry, it's inappropriate. If you're a Christian, you have to do the right thing and stand up for what you believe in, especially if it concerns putting your faith in the Father. Nonsense to the world. I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of people out there are, you know, still claiming to be a Christian, but they're despondent. No sense in that. God says you have a sound mind, despite everything that's going on. So what China does and what China's objectives are is to screw with our population and get as much. Because, see, they get to the kids. After they kill off the old people, they can control the kids. That's how it works. They already have authoritarian censorship in China. All they need to do is get everybody addicted to these platforms. It's just like you get Grand Theft Auto, you know, the game, and you get your kids playing it, or Fortnite, or one of these games where kids are just, they're in it, they're all thumbs, you know, you got texting on your phone, but now you got all thumbs playing these video games, shooting up banks and cops and everything else. Teaches you a lot of respect for law enforcement, doesn't it? And then you say, okay, enough of that, because they got the TV turned up all the way so they can hear all the shots and the bams and everything else. And you're sitting there going, well, they're not listening to Batman, because you wouldn't see Biff and Pow and Zap and all the other little exclamations they put on the screen when they make physical contact. I'm talking about Batman and Robin.
Good thinking, Robin. Quick to the Batmobile.
Yeah, you know that. Doesn't work like that. You take the game away from the kid, and what does the kid do? Throws a fit. You see, that's the conditioning. Oh, well, you know, it's something to do. Really? You give your kid that kind of thing to play with and target? Wow. Crazy, isn't it? We'll get some take with Alex Newman when he joins us in the next hour. In U.S. news, here at 14 minutes after the hour, a federal judge overseeing the classified documents case against former President Trump has ordered the names of potential witnesses to remain secret, marking a victory for special counsel Jack Smith. This is a 24-page ruling issued by Trump appointee Judge Aileen Cannon. Said potential government witnesses' names will be redacted in the case involving these handling of classified documents after leaving office in 2021 in line with Mr. Smith's request, which cited safety concerns. Gee, I thought you had to, witnesses and third. I thought you were allowed to face your accusers. Well, not until the trial date. Well, how am I supposed to prepare to cross-examine a witness if you're keeping him quiet? But the judge took aim at Mr. Smith's wholesale request for complete anonymity of the witnesses via full redactions, noting redacting identifiable information would sufficiently address safety concerns. This is a month-long dispute between special counsel and Trump's legal team, who in January attached information about the witnesses to a legal filing seeking information that they argued would help their client's defense. Witnesses for now are going to be basically reduced to pseudonyms, according to the judge. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months in prison after pleading guilty to two counts of perjury in connection to President Trump's New York civil fraud trial. He stood for brief sentencing hearing yesterday in a Manhattan criminal court and was ultimately sentenced to 5 months in jail at Rikers Island after admitting to lying on more than one occasion, once during the May 12, 2023 deposition and again on October 10th. The man is 76 years old, pleaded guilty to two counts of perjury in connection with the suit. He admitted lying when he testified he had little knowledge of how Trump's Manhattan penthouse came to be valued on his financial statements at nearly three times its actual size. Weisselberg did not address the court Wednesday, stating no, Your Honor, when asked if he wanted to address the court. In other words, it's called an allocution. If you don't know that term, you need to go look it up. A-L-L-O-C-U-T-I-O-N. Allocution. Basically what it means is you blubber in front of the court. They want to see whether or not you have any remorse. I'm sorry, Ron, I did it. I went out and they did this and I did that. Here's a cat of nine tails. Beat yourself. Nope, this guy said, no, we're not going to do that. He didn't want to address the court at all. He didn't want to allocute. He wanted admitted to nothing. This is not the former Trump Organization CFO's first stint in jail or Rikers Island either. He served 100 days last year for dodging taxes on $1.7 million in company perks, including a rent-free Manhattan apartment and luxury cars. So do you feel sorry for him or not? I mean, he's connected to Trump, so you got to make, is that why you hate him? I mean, gas prices were low. Is that why you hate him? He got fooled into thinking that Operation Warp Speed was going to fix everything. Is that why you hate him? Well, the guy's an ego tripper and he's a bigot and he's constantly blabbing and getting himself into trouble. Is that why you hate him? He loves America. Is that why you hate him? I don't think you can come up with one legitimate reason that doesn't affect somebody's personality. Well, I just don't like him. That's not good enough. You may dislike somebody, but to say I hate, and to be called a Trump hater or never Trumper, they just don't want him in office again. Why? Because they like the status quo. They want everything to stay the same and they want America to go down the toilet because misery loves company and they like being told what to do. They don't want freedom. But see, once that latches on to America, and there is no freedom left, they're going to be complaining. How come I don't get my freedom anymore? Well, you voted for it. You voted to put these people that are power mongers and authoritarians. You voted to keep them in power. You voted for the establishment. You hated Trump so much. You voted all these politicians back into office, including the 40-year politician that lies, cheats, steals, sniffs hair and munches on ice cream at every given moment, can't fights with a teleprompter, forgets who he calls on, says he's living in the 20th century. I mean, the guy doesn't know any, you know, from Shinola. And while everybody, you remember the rope-a-dope I told you about Sugar Ray Leonard? While everybody was watching the solar eclipse, guess what the FBI was doing? They released the file on Ashley Babbitt, quietly, unclassified documents. The Air Force veteran, you remember her, whom the Capitol Police officer Byrd killed on January 6th? 69-page file. On page 3 of the file, it was written, Babbitt is deceased, and therefore this case is not being nominated to TSDB. TSDB stands for the Terrorist Screening Data. The TSDB contains biographic and biometric identifying information, in other words, name, date of birth, photographs, iris scans, fingerprints of known and suspected terrorists. The file oddly made no mention of Capitol Police Officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd, but instead generally stated Babbitt was shot by police. The Gateway Pundit was the first publication to correctly identify Michael Byrd as Ashley Babbitt's cold-blooded killer. Later in the file, the FBI provides a brief overview of Babbitt's personal info, such as her fingerprints, DMV records, and details regarding her military service. Several pages were redacted that contained anonymous tips made by unnamed individuals through the FBI's tip line. Oh, really? Now, that's a sight to behold, huh? The individual described Babbitt as a very outgoing and loving person who loved her family and country. That's on one page of the file where the individual whose name was redacted said. In that same interview, the person stated Ashley would never go after someone physically. The Gateway Pundit repeated a previously reported Judicial Watch has filed a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit against the U.S. government for the death of Ashley Babbitt. But this is what they did when everybody's up there looking at the sun. RFK Jr. back in the limelight again. California Congressman Democrat Ro Khanna is calling on RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, to step down, telling her that he's worried that the independent candidate could lead to former President Trump beating Joe Biden in November's presidential election race. Why? Well, we all know the answer to that question. Because RFK Jr. will water down Biden's vote, because people who don't want to vote for Biden will vote for Kennedy. They already know this. So, you know, I mean, it's obvious. Ms. Shanahan is a lawyer. She's a whole lot smarter than the current VP. I'm not even going to acknowledge her by name. You know, two idiots in the White House congratulated her on being named Mr. Kennedy's running mate, encouraged to run previously. Clearly now he's changed his stance. Of course, Ms. Shanahan took to X. I'm very disappointed he's been presumed into issuing this letter to me publicly. He could have called me privately. He's got my direct number. Khanna responded to the criticism on X. No one's saying Nicole doesn't have the right to run, but it is democratic to try to persuade her that she should support Biden instead of, you know, given the stakes. You see, maybe this is one of the reasons RFK Jr. is running. Because he's tired of this nonsense. But, you know, she is a progressive. His VP running mate is a progressive leftist. As long as you're going to put labels on people, I mean, come on. Here's now you have the Democratic Party sitting there finding fault with independent candidates. You really shouldn't be running with him. It's going to water down Biden's vote. Trump will definitely win if you do this. Boy, they really are freaking out, aren't they? Huh? Must be something to it. FBI Director Christopher Wray yesterday, or rather this week, warned. Here we go. Foreign terrorist groups are again looking to attack the United States in an increasingly concerning way. Quote, increasingly concerning. Really? He spoke at the American Bar Association and luncheon in Washington. Well, he's among good company there. Sure, the attorneys will believe everything, right? FBI director said the agency is attempting to prevent an attack on U.S. soil via a terrorist group such as ISIS-K or Islamic State Khorasan. Foreign terrorists, including ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and their adherents, have renewed calls for attacks against Jewish communities here in the U.S. and across the West. In statements and propaganda, Mr. Ray said at the event, he then made reference to a terrorist attack claimed by ISIS in Moscow that left more than 140 people dead. And of course, you know, there's some tit for tat going on about the U.S. apparently informing Moscow that it had recognized there would be an impending attack on the concert hall, but didn't give him enough information to let him know when, where, how. Pretty strange, huh? Yet he is still the status quo running the FBI. Gotta love that. I want to jump down the page here to the Second Amendment. It's really funny that this news story would come out after the murder of Brian Malinowski. I mean, this can't be looked upon any other way. They murdered him. I'm talking about the jackbooted thug fascists at the ATF. They murdered him. They cover up his doorbell camera with tape so nobody can see what they're going to do. And then they bust in and shoot him. Wake him up out of a sound sleep. He grabs his gun thinking it's home invasion. They don't announce who they are, obviously. I mean, you don't cover up a Ring camera. It makes me wonder whether the body cams were even on. Think about that. Then there's nothing there to record. He said, she said, except he said, died. So, you know, he said, she said, you know, the other side, the government, gets to demonize and make the guy look like some sort of a criminal. Well, now the sale of firearms and the internet and at gun shows in the U.S. will, in future, be subject to mandatory background checks, according to the DOJ, said, as it announced historic new action to keep weapons out of the hands of criminals. Oh, really? These people are dreaming. The closing of the so-called gun show loophole, which exempts private transactions from restrictions that apply to licensed dealers, has long been a goal of the Biden administration. It's especially targeted in the rule published in the Federal Register today. Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet at a gun show or at brick and mortar store. If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks, according to Garland at the DOJ. The interfamily transfers of firearms or occasional sales to enhance a collection will not be presumed business transactions, according to a White House spokesperson, but it wasn't Garland. The new rule is the latest in a series of unilateral steps the Biden administration has taken to tighten gun laws while at the same time highlighting the difficulty of getting legislation through Congress. Why is that? Because a lot of Congress believes in the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. Crazy how it works, how they make all these rules to circumvent what Congress can do. We will be back with more news on the economy and how it's going to affect you after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you on this Thursday. Moving into the economy now. You know, when you look at going shopping and you're trying to buy stuff, trying to keep up on a fixed income, whatever the case may be, you should know that discount retailer Dollar Tree has announced it's going to raise its price cap to $7 on items at thousands of its stores across the nation as soaring prices continue to take their toll on the most economically vulnerable Americans, lower income families, because that's where they shop. You know, Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, Dollar General, Dollar whatever, Family Dollar. You know, everybody, well, it's, you know, it's only a dollar. Nope, not anymore. Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreiling told investors during a conference last month, this year across 3,000 stores, we expect to expand our multi-price assortment by over 300 items at price points ranging from $1.50 to $7. The higher cost items will include food, pet, and personal care items, according to Mr. Dreiling. Over time, you will see us fully integrate multi-price merchandise more into our stores, so shoppers will find $5 bags of dog food next to our traditional $1.25 pet treats and toys, and our $3 bags of candy will be found in the candy aisle. The hike was meant to meet the needs of the brand's new customer base, which is trending beyond lower economic stratum and into the market of middle and higher earning clientele. The fastest growing demographic is north of $125,000 a year in income, Mr. Dreiling said. Really? Who's he trying to kid? However, Dollar Tree is only the most recent discount retailer confronting heavy pressure as a result of monetary inflation. Last Friday, it was announced that hundreds of 99 cents only stores nationwide would be closing their doors, citing elevated inflation as a contributing factor. So the cost of doing business makes it so unaffordable. People are pinching pennies even more and cutting back and doing with less, or in the alternative, using their credit cards and getting themselves further into debt with interest. Now, for the big shocker, and I'm holding up in my hot little hand right here, a roll of stamps right here. I use them, you know. Do you send stuff through the mail? This roll of stamps right here, I'm holding up to the screen so you can see it. $68 for that roll of 100 stamps. That's 68 cents a stamp. Guess what? Come July 14th, that same stamp is going to cost you 73 cents. Oh, groaner. Yep, press released from the service, USPS announced the filing of a notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission to increase prices by 7.8%. Various stamps will go up 10 cents. A typical 1 ounce letter will be 73 cents instead of 68. So if you're going to buy, you know, forever bankrupt stamps, this would be the time to go do it. So you're saving. Come on. Go do the math. Oh, I know it's too early for coffee. 73 minus 68 is 5. 5 and 8 is 13, right? Come on. I know it's early. 5 cents, it's going up. A nickel. It's going to be your nickel. You know, you want to save a nickel on each stamp? Go out and buy at least two or three rolls of these stamps now because they're forever stamps. And that means you'll be able to use these things when the price goes to 73 cents. You got me? I'm not trying to give the post office. I mean, if you rely on the mail, on the U.S. mails, I mean, look at how much UPS and FedEx, combine the two, you get fed up. I mean, come on. You look at how much all this is costing you to send a first-class letter, and it's no wonder they're driving people to the internet because of a matter of convenience so they can control all their online purchases. Oh, is that why they might be doing it? Well, see, the thing is if you're going to get goods, whether Amazon is delivering them or the Power Mall's delivering them or whatever the case, changes are going to cause raising mailing prices all across the board. Companies that ship are not going to just eat that. No, they're going to pass it on to you. I mean, this is a decade long, and I'm not, you know, I the postal clerks are not responsible for this. So, you know, if you go to the post office and you're upset and frustrated and 68 cents to mail a letter, hey, the outlet added the cost of stamps has risen by 50% over the last 4 years. In early 2019, stamps cost 50 cents a pop. Now they're going up to 73 cents in July. Domestic postcards went from 53 to 56 cents. International postcards have gone and letters have gone from $1.55 to $1.65. It's the sixth price increase on mail products since 2020. So what do? When's it going to stop? And you're thinking to yourself, well, is this an agency of the federal government? No, it's independent. It's a corporation, like so many of them are. Moving on to the health category here at 41 minutes after the hour, the United States, Biden administration in particular, has finalized strict limits on certain so-called forever chemicals in drinking water that are going to require utilities to reduce them to the lowest level that they can be reliably measured. Officials say this will reduce exposure for 100 million people and help prevent thousands of illnesses, including cancers. The rule is the first national drinking water limit on toxic PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, which are widespread and long-lasting in the environment. Health advocates praise the EPA for not backing away from tough limits the agency proposed last year, but water utilities took issue with the rule, saying treatment systems are expensive to install and customers will end up paying more for water. Yes, see? That's what the real behind-the-scenes thing is. You know, we know PFAS chemicals are hazardous and they don't degrade in the environment. They're linked to health issues such as low birth weight and kidney cancer. We know that. They've been used every day, including nonstick pans, firefighting foam, and waterproof clothing. Water providers are now going to be forced to remove contamination put in the environment by their industries, and boy, are they going to pass it on to you. This is another reason why getting off grid and getting yourself a well with a filtration system or using a pour over is important now more than ever, because you see, whether it's in the environment or not, if you have to depend on the water company and they're being forced to remove contamination from their water supplies, besides chemically treating it with chlorine and fluoride, and it's not fluoride per se, it's a synthetic chemical they're poisoning you with. You know, why don't you want to get off a grid? Why don't you want to change and get on well water so you can filter it without having to pay for the water? You basically, I mean, there's two ways you can do this. You can drill a shallow well. There's companies out there that make the hand pump still, and you can pump your own water out of the well without electricity. And you don't need to go very deep, especially in areas with high water tables. And you can filter, you know, we have Berkey. You can filter all this stuff. I mean, you want solutions. If your water bill keeps going up and up and up, and all of a sudden now they're being forced to have to remove contaminants put in the environment by industry, and they're recycling water from people's toilets, and people don't understand, you can't dump all your pills down the potty, because if you do, it's going to get in the water supply and some of these chemicals don't get out. So, you know, now you're faced with that dilemma. FDA panel members who voted on Abbott's new heart device had financial ties to the company, according to latest reports. Looks like Big Pharma appears to be bribing FDA panel members to approve drugs and medical devices. According to Open Payments Database, 10 of the 14 voting members on the FDA's advisory panel tasked with reviewing the clinical data for Abbott's heart device and voting on information related to its pre-market approval application received a total of roughly $650,000 between 2016 and 2022. During its February 13th meeting, the panel voted almost unanimously, 13-1, that the benefits of Abbott's TriClip G4 system used to treat tricuspid regurgitation outweigh the risks. TriClip, remember that name. The TriClip G4 system, according to Open Payments data, which is supposed to be a federal transparency program established in 2013 by the Department of Health and Human Services, amid a growing concern financial relationships between physicians and the industry were unduly influencing healthcare decision-making and costs. Of course they are. Voting member Dr. Paul Hauptmann, no relation to Bruno Richard, the one that killed the Lindbergh baby, dean and professor of the medicine at University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine, has received nearly $200,000 in general payments from Abbott Labs. Dr. Paul Hauptmann cast one vote in favor of TriClip safety, one vote against the device on effectiveness, and only one vote against the device on whether the benefits outweigh the risks. It's not the first time the FDA has appointed people to its advisory committees with financial ties to manufacturers of the products under review. For example, epidemiologist Dr. Arnold Manto, who previously consulted for Pfizer, chaired the FDA's Vaccines and Regulated Biological Products Advisory Committee meetings, which led to the emergency use authorization of Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Bought and paid for. And it's an agency. FDA is an agency. See, they get to do whatever they want. 107 physicians who advised the FDA on 28 drugs approved from 2008 to 2014. A majority later received money for travel or consulting or received research subsidies from manufacturers of the drugs that they voted on or from competing firms. Science found that the highest earners and many others received funds from the same companies during the year before their advisory service. Payments disclosed in scholarly journals, but not by the FDA. Oh my. Childhood obesity may do lasting damage to the brain. Studies continue to show that childhood obesity puts kids at greater risk for developing diseases like type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Oh, you know, mom and dad, you got to do something to shut the kid up. He's complaining. Get him a bag of Cheetos. And see, here's the thing. Researchers are saying they know being obese as an adult is associated with poor brain health. Do they care? Really? I mean, they put the jab out. We're going to ask Alex Newman what he's heard about that because, you know, he looks into stuff like this. They look at structural MRI and resting state functional MRI scans, which capture images and blood flow. So kids with greater weight and BMI Z-scores have a greater propensity of having brain damage. White matter impairment, they call it. In science and technology, guess what? We said that AI was going to be to the point where you won't know what to believe. Well, yeah, there is a little known fact out there that students submitted more than 22 million papers last year that were likely written with AI tools, according to new data published by Turnitin, a software service that checks papers for plagiarism. Turnitin says plagiarism detection tool found millions of papers that may include a significant amount of AI-generated content, according to a report by Wired. Turnitin noted that its detector tool has analyzed more than 200 million student-submitted papers and found 11% of them appear to be at least 20% made up of AI-generated written language, with 3% of the papers being at least 80% written by AI. As Breitbart reported, a study published last year found 17% of students at Stanford University admitted to using ChatGPT on their final exams. Huh. Students at an elite academic program at a Florida high school are accused of cheating by using ChatGPT to write their essays. Wow. See, this Turnitin that has their AI detection tools. But some of these are biased against non-native English speakers and falsely accuse them of cheating. So like I said, you won't know what to believe. What do you do? Do you fail them? What do you do? More importantly, what happened in the House yesterday, and I'm talking about Congress, the hallowed halls of Congress, hallowed because nobody's allowed in there, lest ye be charged with disruption or obstruction of official business. House conservatives tanked a procedural vote to advance the reauthorization bill, the FISA bill, a blow to Speaker Mike Johnson. Yippee! The development is another blow to them, who already faces an ouster threat from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lawmakers voted by 193 to 226 against not to advance Representative Laura Lee's Reforming Intelligence and Security America Act. That would extend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act controversial Section 702 for another 5 years. The warrantless surveillance power is due to lapse on the satanic holiday, April 19th. Such procedural votes normally advance along party lines. 19 Republicans joined all Democrats to block the bill, employing a tactic increasingly used by GOP factions to apply pressure on leadership. I mean, Mike Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene is going after to get him out. So you want to know who the conservatives were that voted against the spy bill? Besides Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Lauren Boebert, Colorado, Dan Bishop, North Carolina, Andy Biggs, Arizona, Tim Burchett, Tennessee, Michael Cloud, Texas, Bob Good, Virginia, Nancy Mace, South Carolina, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Chip Roy, Texas, Eli Crane, Arizona, Paul Gosar, Arizona, Clay Higgins, Louisiana, Anna Paulina Luna, Florida, Corey Mills, Florida, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, Matt Rosendale, Maryland, Greg Stube, Florida. The FISA Section 702 is one of several post-9/11 surveillance authorities that have come under scrutiny as some lawmakers from across the political aisle have raised alarm over its potential to violate Americans' civil liberties. It was last authorized in 2018. They're going to try to scramble to get this done. They want this back on the books. And if that wasn't bad enough, insurance companies are using aerial imagery to spy on houses seeking to cancel insurance coverage. The bastards. Yeah. Geospatial Insurance Consortium boasts of its coverage of 99% of the U.S. population. And so what they do, if they don't like what's going on, oh, your backyard is cluttered. Well, you know, how dare you judge me because of my stuff? Hey, it's not just about aesthetics. It could present a fire hazard, attract rodents that harm the structure, present a physical danger. What? You haven't replaced your roof? Your roof is outdated? Sorry, we're not going to pay for that. Imagine that. Non-renewal overhead spy technology. Insurers are aggressively paring back their businesses in each state as the state's thicket of regulations has blocked insurers' ability to adequately charge for coverage in a state cursed by wildfires and earthquakes, specifically California. State Farm is now no longer going to issue new homeowners policies there. In March, the company took more of a draconian step of opting not to renew 72,000 property and commercial apartment policies. Rather, AIG bailed on the state in 2022. Think about this. You have a mortgage or deed of trust. You're required to maintain hazard insurance in order to preserve the lender's interest. All of a sudden, your insurer drops you because the roof needs to be replaced. What do you do? How are you going to get a new insurance policy? You don't have hazard insurance. Guess what? You are now in default and they can foreclose on your home. You see how crappy this is? give them an excuse. They're there, but you got to, hey, you signed a contract. You have to maintain hazard insurance on the property, protect the lender's interest. Something goes wrong, the lender's got to get reimbursed. You don't do that, you're in default. That means you breached your contract and they can come after your house. Do you understand what I just said? Some pretty serious stuff here, folks. And now under energy and environment, believe it or not, when Al Gore, member of the Trilateral Commission, said that the seas would rise because the polar ice caps were melting, well, now scientists are saying it's just the opposite. A lot of islands have been found to have grown in size, disproving that claim. Fire. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Alex Newman, we're reaching out to him after the top of the hour break here from the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Stay with us. Going to get good.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.